Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. Today, I want to start off with a simple but very important question. The question is this: what is the Christian faith? Countless sermons have been given, and many books have been attempting to explain what the Christian faith is all about. However, the very best answer has been given to us in just 25 words. Quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Of course, that is the famous scripture, John 3:16. 25 words. You can count them if you'd like. 25 simple but wonderful words. Yes, John 3:16 is arguably the most famous scripture in all the Bible. The great reformer Martin Luther called this verse the Bible in miniature because it so completely sums up the Christian gospel. Now, even though this verse is a summary of the gospel, it contains many aspects that could be explored separately. However, I want to emphasize only two words in this verse: eternal life. What do the two words eternal life mean to you? Live forever? Never die? Yes, eternal life does mean these things. But let me offer something else that the term eternal life means for us. The promise of eternal life provides us with a purpose in our life here and now. The history of man is filled with people seeking, looking, searching, longing for purpose in life. Friends, I feel that people who claim to be atheists are people who are without purpose in their lives. They are just going through the motions of life. Because atheists do not believe in anything past this life, it is extremely difficult and potentially impossible for them to possess a real purpose for living. But the promise of Jesus Christ of eternal life gives the Christian a purpose in life. The purpose of eternal life gives us hope. The purpose of eternal life gives us a goal. Again, the promise of eternal life grants us a glorious purpose toward a glorious future. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for the work of Jesus Christ that has opened the opportunity for those who believe to experience eternal life. Help us to share this good news with others. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.